I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, an Oxford PhD embraces the contradictions of college football fandom and explains her devotion to the Florida State Tribe. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
As if losing the first two games of the World Series wasn't bad enough, Mets fans learned about a strict two-ticket limit that wasn't really all that strict back home at Citi Field. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had been allowed to buy 20 high-end tickets for fundraisers that had been scheduled for games 3 and 4. How did he respond when people found out about that and were unhappy?
He ran and hid, Bill. He canceled the fundraisers. $5,500 a ticket, by the way, for those two tickets that would go right to his campaign coffers. Yeah, there was a major stink raised, and he has retreated on this disastrous idea.
There is a Chicago property currently for sale that's just about 500 feet from home plate at Wrigley Field, asking price $9.8 million. That must be some spectacular mansion, huh?
It's a little house between a couple of what look like apartment buildings.
You know why it's such an expensive little house? Because it's not on the prairie.
That's right. $9.8 million. It's got a little cyclone fence around it. It doesn't have a driveway that I can see.
No, you don't need a car if you live 500 feet from Wrigley Field. You can walk to the ball game.
And, of course, it's $9.8 million because whoever buys it is going to knock it down and put up a big, ugly electric billboard. So.
The Dodgers and their manager Don Mattingly parted ways last week. You and I supposed that he wouldn't be unemployed for long, and it turns out we were right.
Right. He's been hired down in Miami to manage the Marlins, which means he'll make a lot of money and probably get fired in 3 or 4 years.
Good match, or does it matter?
I mean, who knows with the Marlins? I mean, they're a chop shop to start with. But, you know, he's a good manager, and I think this will be the second of his many stops around the major leagues.
Greg Hardy of the Dallas Cowboys was suspended for 10 games for assaulting his girlfriend. The NFL reduced the suspension to 4 games. During last weekend's game, he fought with his teammates and shoved one of his coaches on the sideline. And this led Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to say, that's the kind of thing that inspires a football team. And the owner is always right, right?
Well, I mean, in this case, he sort of is, except for Greg Hardy's manifest contempt for the rules of society off the field. This isn't something that's unusual on a football field by any stretch.
Shoving coaches?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Or at least yelling at coaches. I don't think he shoved a coach.
He did.
He tried to knock the clipboard out of his hand.
That counts.
This was the special teams coach, by the way, whose team had just given up a 100-yard touchdown run. So somebody should have knocked the clipboard out of the guy's hands before they had the 100-yard kickoff run.
UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen had a hot tub in his dorm room. Is it fair to say he'd have been better off if there hadn't been a photo of him sitting in the hot tub with a co-ed and it was on Instagram?
I think in this day of social media, it's better that there's not a photo of anything, Bill, but especially not a freshman quarterback in the hot tub in his dorm room with a co-ed.
And they have made him remove it. Apparently, it was against the rules. Hard to believe that it's against the rules
to have
a hot
tub
in your dorm room.
That dorm room, by the way, is bigger than that house outside of Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I was going to say, my dorm room my first year in college was about the same size as that hot tub.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my first dorm room, which I shared with a cellmate who was 300 pounds, was barely big enough for me to soak my ankle if I twisted it at fencing practice.
The NBA season is underway.
Is it
too early to predict a Golden State Warriors-Cleveland Cavaliers rematch in the finals?
I don't know about Cleveland, to be perfectly honest with you, although the NBA East is an incredible landfill. But Stephen Curry has shown no indication that he's slowing down, so I would put Golden State there for sure.
Kobe Bryant set a record just by suiting up and showing up the other night when the Lakers took the floor. What was that all about?
He's now in his 20th season with the Lakers, which is the most years for any player with one team in the history of the NBA, which is really quite remarkable considering the position he plays, which is on the wing. And considering the injury history he's had, which has been considerable.
Do you suppose there's anybody out there, given what the Lakers have failed to do over the last little while, that wishes maybe he'd gone 18 years instead of 20?
I don't know. That's a good question.
In February, there will be a new twist on the NBA All-Star game, or at least on the uniforms the All-Stars are wearing, which will feature a patch advertising Kia, the automobile. Good idea?
Well, inevitable idea. This is one of the very strange things about the modern corporatization and commodification of professional sports, is that they've managed to sell logos on almost everything, but for some reason, there's a line about selling stuff on the uniforms.
Unless it's NASCAR.
Exactly. I mean, but in terms of baseball, football, basketball, hockey, you know, if you look overseas, everybody who plays every sport has a company on their jersey.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think every soccer team in the world is sponsored by the Emirates Airline. Or Vodafone. For some reason, American sports have drawn this moral and ethical line against having advertisements on your uniform. I don't know why that is, but this is obviously the first little step in that direction.
Charlie, since it is Halloween weekend, I'm going to ask you to comment on the NBA story that I feel is the spookiest, at least that I've come across. Check out the robot with which the owner of the Sacramento Kings is keeping company.
Yeah, not only is it a robot, but it's kind of a undercover cop. And I'll tell you one thing, Bill, this is not the droid I was looking for.
The Kings last made the playoffs back in 2006. Wouldn't it be great if Mr. Ronadive's RoboCop busted Kings management if they have another lousy season and don't make the playoffs?
The events that they're looking for. So my favorite one is rapid hand gestures, because you know what, Bill? I think the RoboCop is going to get flipped off a lot.
Finally, Charlie, let's acknowledge Josh Sundquist, a former Paralympian skier and soccer player. He has one leg, and he loves Halloween, so what's he going as this year?
You look through the history of Josh Lundquist's Halloween costumes. One year he went as the one-legged lamp from Christmas Story.
This guy is great.
One year he went as a pink lawn flamingo. Two Christmases in a row he went as a foosball thing, whatever you call
that. But this year he's outdone himself.
This year he's outdone himself. He's going as an IHOP sign.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Grantland, for which Charlie Pierce has long been writing, was eliminated by ESPN on Friday. More on that story next week.